An advocacy group, GIFAL, whose aim is to reduce avoidable maternal deaths in the country, says decisions and inactions of the Ministry of Health and Ghana Health Service continue to deny babies and mothers the right to live. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Executive Secretary, Amma Ado, cited misconduct of some health personnel as a contributory factor. We have on the line Mr. Ado to explain the issues to us. Hello, Ni. What have you found wrong?
GIFAL is an advocacy group with the sole aim of collaborating and supporting anybody so that we can reduce the spate of maternal death. What we have found after going around six of our country's regions, suggests that doctors or health officials are unable to, for example, check the fetal heart, that is the heartbeat of a baby, simply because they are not equipped, and it is difficult. You can't use your ear to do that. Now, if you cannot even check the heartbeat of the baby in the first place, how can you diagnose and determine if that baby is healthy or there's something wrong? We have other reasons to believe that the Ministry of Health is doing very little as far as maternal health is concerned. And we cite also the expansion program of the Tema General Hospital and the Tema Polyclinic as another evidence that the ministry is not fully committed towards reducing maternal health, like we are publicly made to believe.
Now, Mr. Amankwado, in your estimation, how do we correct this?
Yes, what we are asking for now is the ministry to train and equip these facilities. These are not huge equipment that require big loans. In any case, the loan approved by Parliament 2 years ago to expand the Tema General Hospital has not been utilized. But these equipment we are calling for to be resourced in the various facilities are not big, or if you like, heavy equipment that are beyond the ministry. Indeed, health delivery is not just about maternal health, but we want the ministry prioritizing maternal health and making sure that those deaths are reduced, especially because they are very avoidable. Okay, why we at the GF group are saying that the Ministry of Health should prioritize maternal health delivery and provide basic equipment to aid the health officials to make their work much more easier. Because if the person is not equipped, the person cannot function. There's no magic that the person can perform. And so the Ministry of Health should look at the issues of maternal health, especially the ones which we can avoid. I'll give you another example. If you are an expectant mother and you want to enjoy free maternal care under the NHIS, you have to go to a scheme center and register. The ministry should tell us if this is wrong. Now, as you go to the scheme center and register, go to Dangbe, go to Wal, go anywhere, you see queues of expectant mothers with their bellies and some of them sitting down so frustrated registering in the scheme center. Our problem is that yes, you can register at the scheme center, but there are no trained officials at the scheme center.
Okay, Mr. Mankwado.
And this happened in Dangbe. We have evidence about everything that we are saying. Someone collapsed there at the scheme center, and the officials, the staff there, were not trained to even handle first aid. And so this is clearly a problem that one day would.
Yeah, now finally, reducing maternal deaths is part of Ghana's Millennium Development Goals. What is the way forward?
Yes, the way forward for us is that let us create the civil forum and create the awareness and dialogue. We are ready to reward every health official who performs his or her role dutifully to ensure that mothers and children are saved. And we are also saying that in moving forward, the ministry should resource our health facilities with basic equipment, like the one used to check the fetal heart. And I find that very necessary.
That was the executive secretary of an advocacy group, GIFAL, Ni Amankwa Ado, on the line.